With the 73rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Mike Glennon, quarterback, North Carolina State.
Greetings, Buccaneer fans from One Buccaneer Place. There are some new hands on deck here at team headquarters, specifically the 2013 draft class that the team is very excited about. And today we start with Mike Glennon, the quarterback drafted out of North Carolina State in the third round. And Mike, thank you very much for joining us today. And I guess it was kind of exciting to finally get here today.
Yeah, it was great. I've been looking forward to it since my name was called to get down to Tampa and get started. And I mean, when I pulled up to the facility, it's unbelievable. I looked at some pictures online, but it doesn't really do justice until you get here. So it's real impressive, and I'm just happy to be here.
Well, that's great. You know, when you get inside and you get to see some of the rooms in there, like the state-of-the-art training room, have you been in the weight room yet? Have you seen everything this place has to offer?
I don't think I've seen everything. I just was in the locker room for about 5 seconds. Oh. That was really nice. Got a chance to see the weight room, training room. So I guess I have hit all the main spots. Yeah. But I'm sure I don't know my way around here at all yet.
This year, there didn't seem to be any consensus developing on what order the quarterbacks would go and when they would go. So when it was all said and done, were you happy with it, how it played out?
Yeah, it was definitely a different class. I mean, I was third quarterback taken, and I went in the third round. Usually, it seems like third quarterback goes about top 10 or top 15. Yeah, right. But I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled to be a Buck. Talking with the coaches, it's just real exciting to be down here playing this offense, and I think I'm excited to start my career here.
Apparently your brother, Sean, he's your older brother, right, was a quarterback at Virginia Tech, and you guys probably started at the same high school, I believe.
Yep.
Has that always been sort of has it been a rivalry between you guys, or you support each other? How's that going?
We support each other. He's helped me tremendously throughout my career. I learned a lot from him, and he's happy for me now that I'm here, and actually he played at Virginia Tech with Cody Grimm, so I've gotten to know Cody over the years, and he's definitely a fun guy to be around.
Great. Well, Cody would be good to just kind of show you around a little bit. Yep. He's a great guy, too. You, from what I read, your family moved around a little bit because your dad worked for Exxon and he got assigned to different places. Was that difficult growing up? It was almost like a military family, moving around a little bit, or was it nice to see different parts of the country?
I think looking back, it was nice. I mean, at the time, you don't want to pack up and leave your friends, when you're a little kid, you don't know any different. And now looking back, I can say that I experienced different parts of the country where a lot of people have lived in the same spot their whole life. So, it was definitely, I think, looking back, a good experience to move around.
Yeah, maybe did sports and football in particular sort of help you when you had to fit in a new place?
Probably. I mean, it's an easy way to make friends, especially when you're good at them. Yeah. I think it's a lot easier for boys to make friends when they're little if they're good at sports.
Yeah. Now, Coach Schiano had a funny story about how he tried to recruit you, and I guess it didn't really get that far because you were eager to play in the ACC. Your brother had played at Virginia Tech. Now, I know your career went well there, but from what I read, you also really focused on your education there. I know you got your master's degree as well. Was that something that was just really important to you while you were in school?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to go to school and get a good education. And while I was on scholarship, I figured I'd make the most of my time, and I was able to get my master's as well. So really, it's just I'm not brilliant by any means. I just kind of work hard and take a few extra classes here and there, and I think it's something that I'm proud that I got to finish my master's.
No, that's not what the scouting report says. Scouting reports all start with intelligent. You talk a little bit about some of the people that have maybe influenced you in your life and helped you get to the point where now you're here and you got a chance to chase this NFL dream.
Well, I think just starting with my entire family, my parents, my brother and my sister have both helped me get this far. They're the ones that supported me. I worked with my dad all the time throwing, and then at NC State, my offensive coordinator, Dana Bible, he did so much for me to develop as a player, and he's really probably been the most influential person as the development of my ability.
You talked about getting to develop with that coach, and I guess you had a few years where you could work on your game, but you, like a lot of players, you're not the first one who got to a college and had to wait a little bit while another talented player your position played. In your case, that was Russell Wilson, who now went on to the NFL after a stop in Wisconsin. What was your relationship with him like, and did you learn anything from him?
Yeah, it was really good. As a competitor, I want to be out there playing, and he was only a year older than me, so that was tough, but I learned a lot from him. He's a great guy. He does all the little things off the field. He's extremely just sharp when it comes to just preparation, working hard in the weight room and the meetings and out of practice. So I really learned a lot from him. More of the stuff that goes into being a player, not necessarily the same skill set, but he's a tremendous guy to learn from.
And now that you're here in Tampa, I'm sure you've had a chance to read up a little bit. I mean, if you were scouting the building, I imagine you've scouted the roster too. Bucks added some really big weapons last year in Vincent Jackson and Doug Martin, and have added some more. What's your excitement level of getting to work with these players?
Yeah, I'm really excited. From the skill positions, it's off the charts, and then also on the offensive line. I actually got to play with Ted Larson in college, so I'm looking forward to reuniting with him. And then I know they just have a tremendous line, and I think it's going to be exciting to play here.
One of the things Coach Shiano wanted to do with this offense and bringing in Mike Sullivan was really focus on, you know, you have the strong running game, you have the play-action pass, and have quarterbacks that can throw the ball downfield. And I know that was part of the scouting report on you, so it seems you feel as if you're a particularly good fit for this offense.
I think so. From talking with Coach Sullivan and Coach McNulty, I think this is a good fit for me, and I'm looking forward to learning the offense and get out here and start playing.
You're joining a team that has a starting quarterback in Josh Freeman right now. Can you go into this season and set any specific goals for yourself, whether they're numerical or something else?
You know, I mean, I just want to help out the team whatever way I can. Whatever the coaches dictate, I'm going to do, and I'm going to help whoever the quarterback is. And I'm a competitor at the same time. So I'm going to go in there and compete. But ultimately, that's up to the coaches, and I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask of me.
Mike, thank you very much for your time. I know Buccaneer fans are looking forward to rooting for you for years to come, so thanks for spending some time just introducing yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me.